सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शांति शांति शांतिः। ॐ श्री गणेशाय नमः। श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। So, whenever we do any talk on the Ramayana, it is customary to chant verses in praise of the author, the character portrayed, and other things. In praise of Ganesha and so on, all the deities, right? So, today we'll be discussing Ramayana's Tulsi Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana, and Adhyatma Ramayana, all three. So, some of them are in Sanskrit, so some of them will be in Audi. Audi is like an Hindi language. I will chant from both things, but I will explain the meanings everywhere. Okay. So these things are called, the beginning shlokas that you chant are called Mangala shlokas. And the Mangala shlokas are there to create the right ambience in the mind, because you're listening to some text and in such a great soul. Just like you chant Gita, Dhyana Shlokam for Gita, here also you chant all these Mangala shlokas for Sri Rama. Okay. So we'll do that. And then also, so these things will talk about Valmiki, it'll talk about Tulsidas, it'll talk about Ganesha, it'll talk about Saraswati, it'll talk about Lord Shiva, everything. The chanting that I'm going to do right now. Okay. And, just to give you a little background, the Ramayana has two major versions. One is from Valmiki, which is a Sanskrit one, and the other one is from Tulsidas, which is in a language called Audhi. And which is similar to Hindi, but not Hindi. And why is studying this scripture a big deal? Because Sage Valmiki shows how Lord Rama incarnated as a human being to show us how to live the life of a human being. Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage. We are players. We have our exits and entrances. Sri Rama, exactly, is the same thing. He stood there and he played his part. From the fact that at one instance in the Tulsi Ramayana, it is said that he was sitting down there and pining for Sitaji as she was abducted. So he was sitting down in the forest and he was like this. And up there, Parvati is asking Lord Shiva, hey, you're always meditating on this Lord Rama? What is this? He looks like an ordinary human being sitting there, just pining for his wife. What is this? He says, don't even go there. You have no idea what's going on. She said, no, I want to check it out. He said, I would rather not you do. rather you don't do that. But she went against it. She said, okay, I'll check it out. So she went right down there. She took the form of Sitaji and sat opposite Rama. Sri Rama looked up and said, Mother Parvati, how is Lord Shiva? And then her face fell and she went away. So the Lord plays a part everywhere. You can see that in the Ramayana, how beautifully, because it's, you can see that the power, it is showing how a human being should live. And that is why the Rama Avatar is very, very special. Even Lord Krishna gives you the message everywhere, and that is also so powerful. But here Lord Rama shows you the thing, shows you how to live the life, live a dharmic life. Okay, that's why it's important. And so Sage Valmiki shows how Lord Rama incarnated to show us how to live a detached life that every Vedanta student struggles to live. And 2 days ago we spoke of balance and dharma. Lord Rama shows how to live this life in dharma as a human being. And in the Tulsi Ramayana, it's a fusion of Vedanta and devotion. So Tulsidas shows how Sri Rama is the ideal master to turn the mind in bhakti, love, or in learning the Vedanta. So this is how. So we start off with the chanting on the Tulsi Ramayana. This is called Mangala Shloka because it is for the right ambience. So just listen to it and relax. Varnanam arthasanganam rasanam chandasamapi mangalanam cha kartarau vandevani vinayakau bhavani shankarau vande shraddha vishwasa rupinau yabhyam vinana pashyanti Siddha-swantastamishwaram Vande bhodamayam nityam Guru Shankara rupinam Yamashratahi vakropi Chanda sarvatra vandate Sita rama guna grama Punyaranya viharinau Vande vishuddha vijnanau Kavishwara Kapishwara Vande Vishuddha Vijnano Kavishwara Kapishwara. So this is from Tulsi Ramayana. Now we'll chant the shlokas from Dhyana shlokas from Valmiki Ramayana before we start. Kujantam Rama Rameti Maduram Madhuraksharam Aruhya Kavita Shakam Vande Valmiki Kokilam Valmikir Munisimhasya Kavita Vanacharinah Shrunvan Rama Katha Nadam Kona Yati Parangatim Yapribhan Satatam Rama Charitamrita Sagaram Atruptastam Munim Vande Pracheta Samakalmasham Joshapadi Kritavarashim Mashaki Kritarakshasam Ramayana Mahamala Ratnam Vande Nilatmajam Yatra Yatra Raghunath Ketanam Tatra Tatra Kritamastakanjalim Vashpavari Paripurna Lochanam Marutim Namatarakshasantakam Valmikir Girisambhuta Ramasagara Gamini Punati Bhuvanam Punya Ramayana Mahanadi Vedavedya Pare Pumsi Jate Dasharatatmaje Veda Pracheta Sadasit Sakshad Ramayanatmana Apadam Pahartaram Dataram Sarva Sampadam Lokabhiramam Sri Ramam Bhuyo Bhuyo Namamyaham Ramaya Rama Badraya Ramachandraya Vedase Raghunathaya Nathaya Sitaya Pataye Namaha Mangalam Kosalendraya Mahaniya Gunabde Chakravarti Tanujaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam Anjara Nandanam Viram Janaki Shokanashanam Kapisha Akshantaram Vande Lanka Bhayankaram Manojavam Marutu Tullivegam Jitendriyam Buddhimatam Varishtam Vatatmajam Vararyutamukhyam Sri Ramadutam Shirasanamami. So these are all the beautiful chants in praise of the sage Valmiki. You know, Valmiki lived at a time. You know, there are two things. One is in the Tulsi Ramayana. You see, Tulsi Ramayana was written more recently, and the Valmiki Ramayana dates about 7,000 years back, and the Tulsi Ramayana is like 1,500 years. Just look at that. But you can see. Both of them have their own special way of looking at Lord Rama. The Valmiki Ramayana focuses on a lot of the dharmic aspects. So you'll see a lot of values and Vedanta and everything else in there. The Tulsi Ramayana focuses on divine love and Vedanta. But both of them are beautiful aspects. So I'll show you both these in this particular anecdote. This is the anecdote. Just imagine, all I'm doing is how the monkeys are crossing the bridge. That's all I'm going to do. But that has so much in it, okay? Because it means Sri Rama is now We come to the end, almost the end of the Ramayana. It's called not the end, but it's like the seventh canto. It's like Sundarakandam. It's called Sundarakandam. In fact, it's the most beautiful canto. That's what it says. Okay. And here, so Ravana has abducted Sita, had taken her over to the Lanka palace, and Sri Rama resorts to the next step because he's sent, you know, monkeys everywhere, all over the place, to find out where he is, where Ravana is, and to see how to access, because they know now he has taken her to Lanka. So now, see, Sri Rama comes to the ocean front and he sits down in intense meditation for 3 days to invoke the ocean god's grace to help him cross. See, even there he has to take permission from the ocean god. He doesn't cross by itself. See that? Without getting any, but he's for 3 days he did that and he didn't get any response. After deep meditation of 3 days. So then his patience runs out. So he takes his arrow. You know, when he takes an arrow and he puts that thing, the tip of the arrow catches fire because it's a power, you know. It's a power of the Lord. All this has been given to him. All this boon is given to him by all Vishwamitra and everybody else. All these have been gifted. So the moment he takes this out, the arrow catches fire because it wants to know where you want to send it. Send me. So he takes his arrow and is ready to send it out. And before he sends it out, the ocean god jumps up. Says, oh, wait, don't do anything. And why is that? Because, you know, he says, he tells Lakshmana, even before that, hey, Lakshmana, bring my arrows and let me dry up this ocean presided by this ocean god. In spite of my constant and consistent appeal in my prayers, he will not answer me. Therefore, let me show him what I'm all about. So the moment he lifted the arrow and the terrible fire started the tip. All the ocean life shuddered inside because it knows something's going to happen, you know. Just imagine that. And seeing this, the ocean god instantly gave up his pride and said, and you know, offered a lot of jewels and everything else at the feet of the Lord. Okay. And the ocean god asked Sri Rama to forgive his lack of sensitivity and his tamasic nature. Just look at that. Ocean god is saying that, okay. He explains the situation, tells Rama what he can do to help. And the ocean god's prayer is very significant and is discussed in different Ramayana versions, okay? Now let's see what he says, okay? So I'm going to chant this in Sanskrit, okay? This is from the Adhyatma Ramayana, okay? Dandavat pranipatyah ramam ramam raktanta lochanam trahi trahi jagannath rama trailokya rakshaka jadoham ramate srishta srujata nikilam jagate swabhava manmat manmayata kartur kashakto devanirmitam. He's saying, hey, dandavat pranipatyaham ramam raktanta lochanam. The ocean god prostrated down to Sri Rama. He did a namaskar. And he saw that Sri Rama's eyes were red with anger. You know, just imagine. Now look, you know, he may be, but remember, he's playing the part of a human being. What would a human being do? Yes, your wife is taken across there and the ocean god is not answering. So what would you do? You get angry. So the eyes are red with anger. It's okay. So, trahi trahi jagannatha Rama Trailoka Rakshaka, you are the protector of all the three worlds. Oh Rama, you know. And Jadoham Ramate Srishta Srijata Nikilam Jagat. He's saying, save me, O Lord, because you are the creator of the whole world, but you are the one who made me dull in spirit because I'm tamasic. So he put the monkey on the Lord's back. But what is he saying? He's saying, and why is he saying? It's true. The Lord is not responsible for that. But the point is that all nature is, the tamasic element is there. Because it's nature. Okay, just like that. So the elements are all jada. Like earth, water, fire, air, space. They're all tamasic, right? Now, how can I shed that characteristic? Swabhava manmayata kartur kashakto deva nirmitam. How can I shed that characteristic that you yourself has given me? So he puts a blame on him. Stulani panchabhutani jadonyeva swabhavatah srishtani bhavataitani tvat agnyam lankayantina tamasadahamo rama bhutani prabhavantihi karananugamatesham jadatvam tamasam swatah. He's saying, Stulani Panchabhutani Jadon Yeva Swabhavataha. He's saying the five gross elements have been created by you with the characteristic of dullness and tamas in them, right? Srishtani Bhavataitani Tvat Agnyam Lankayantite. He's saying that nobody can transgress whatever you have put in place. Your ordinance is the main thing. I look at that, he's already started praising the Lord, okay? Because he can't do anything else now, right? Tamasadahamo Rama Bhutani Prabhavantihi. Out of tamas, out of ahankara, the I notion, the dullness in me, all the elements have emerged. And he's saying all earth, water, fire, all these elements have come only out of tamas. Karananu gamata tesham jadatvam tamasam swatah. That dullness that is characteristic of that cause persists in them by nature. So by nature I am tamasic. That's the point he's trying to make. Okay. Stulani panchabhutani jadonyeva swabhavata. Oh, I'm sorry. Next one, yeah. Nirgunastvam nirakaro yada maya gunan prabho. Lolayango paroshitvam tada vairajanamavan. Gunatmano virajascha sattva devo babu vire. Rajo gunat prajeshadhya manyor bhutapatistvah. Yeah. So he's saying, nirgunastvam nirakaraha yada maya gunan prabho. Saying, when you yourself are formless, you're nirgunatvam. Yeah, you have no gunas. And you are free of gunas and you are formless, nirakaro, right? Maya guna prabhu. When you are formless and devoid of any gunas, you are a pure soul. Lolayanka karishyam tvam tada vairajanamavan. He's saying, and you assume out of a spirit of play, you are assuming this physical body. See, he's talking Vedanta to him, you see that? And he's saying, you are assuming this physical body, this maya, and your maya constitute of the gunas, and they call you the great Virat Purusha. They call you that. Gunatmano virajascha sattva devo vibhubabhu vire. He's saying, out of this Virat Purusha, characterized by these gunas, divine sages, all these Greek divine sages like Sanat Kumaras, all those divine sages were born out of the sattvic element. Because they're all great sages, right? So the sattva element has to come in there. And he's saying, out of the rajas element were born the lords of creation. And all these elements, okay? And then he's saying that tamaham mayaya chan tamaya mayaya channam leelaya manushakritim jada buddhirdi jado murka katam janami nirgunam danda evahi murkanam manmage manmarga prapaka prabho bhutanam arare Bhutanam marama shreshta pashunam lagudo yata sharanam te vrajamisha sharanyam bhakta vatsala abhayam dehi me rama lanka marga dadamite. He's saying, Tvam aham mayaya channam leelaya manushakritam. How can I understand you who is beyond maya or the gunas? Jada buddhim jador murka katham janami mrigunam. I myself am so, I'm tamasic, so I can understand, okay? And he's saying, and you cover yourself with your maya and you sport as a human being. How can I understand that? How do you expect me? See, he is trying to give him a reason, because why did I not respond to him immediately, right? Okay. Danda evahi murkanam manmarga prapaka prabho. He's saying, punishment alone can bring stupid beings into the right path. He's saying that. And what is he saying? Bhutanam maram minister pashunam lagudo yatha. Just as like a stick is required to keep animals on their track. You probably need to do something like that to me. See, he's admitting. See, by the sheer humility and by the sheer fact that he's surrendering himself to the Lord, Lord will forgive him. You see that? Sharanam te vrajamisha sharanyam bhaktavatsala. O Lord of devotees, O lover of the devotees, I seek shelter under you. So when you seek shelter under somebody, how can you do anything, right? So, and you who is the shelter of all the human beings, okay? Abhayam dehime rama lanka marga dadamite. See, so give me your protection and I will grant you the way to Lanka. I'll show you how to go there anyway. I will make a way for you to go there. I cannot do what you tell me, okay? But I will make a way. Now look at Valmiki Ramayana. Valmiki Ramayana, see how beautifully they treat the same thing, okay? Here. And again, this discusses the tamasic nature of the ocean. Prithivi, prithivi vayurakasham apo jyotischaragava swabhave saumyatishtanti shashvatam margamashrita tatvas tatsvabhavo mamayesha yadgadoham valmaplavaha vikarastu bhavedgada etate pravadamyaham. Prithivi vayur akasham apah jyotischa ragava. He's saying that earth, air, ether, water, fire, oh great scion of Raga Raghu, that means Rama, swabhave saumya tishtanti shashvatam marganam. He's saying they remain fixed in their nature and they abide in their eternal law. All these things. Okay, so earth, water, fire, aspects. So all of them abide in their tamasic nature. That's what he's saying. So he's saying, tat swabhava mama yesha yad gado hamaplavaha. My nature too is therefore is just like that. And he's saying, I may be an ocean, but what are my characteristics? I am fathomless, you know, the depth of the ocean. Okay. But at the same time, I'm incapable of being swam across. You can't just swim across me. That is my nature. I can't change that. He's telling him, he's giving him an excuse. Why are you blaming me? Okay. So, but he see what he's saying. Vikarastu bhaved gada etatte pravadamyaham. Hence, fordability, that means crossing this ocean, would constitute a deviation from my natural state. How can I change my dharmic nature because you told me you want to cross this thing? He's asking Lord Rama. Nevertheless, I will tell you a method how to cross over. See how well he asks. Okay, now see here. So he continues. Na kama na lobhadva na bhayat prithivatmaja grahana kakula jalam stambhayeyam katanchana vidasye yena gantasi vishahishye pyaham tata na grahya vidamishyanti yavat sena tarishyati harinam tarane rama karishyami yatastalam. So he's saying, na kaman na lobhat vana bhayat prithivi atmaja. He's saying, neither from covetousness, nor from avidity, nor from fear, O prince. He's saying, grahana kakula jalam stambhayeyam karanchana. May I allow in any case my waters infested with alligators and crocodiles to solidify. See, he say, I cannot solidify the ocean for your sake so that you can walk across. Because my nature is not like that. Why? How can I do that? All the creatures will die. You want me to do that? See, again, how can you do that? How can the Lord say, yes, you do it for my sake? He'd never do that, see? Look at that. So, Sri Rama is willing to work with the ocean. So the ocean God is asking. So, vidaste yena gantasi vishayishye pyaham tatha. Nevertheless, I will make the arrangements to ensure that you can cross over. And I too shall bear everything that way. I will do something, okay? But don't worry about it. Nagrahya. So he's saying, neither the alligators shall be aggressive in this year, and I will make sure that none of these ocean creatures come up. And in those days, the ocean creatures were all very, very big, like great monsters, you know, not like the tiny things you have now. So he's saying, I'll make sure that the alligators will not be too aggressive, and I'll make sure that till your army has crossed over the other shore, they won't bother anybody. See, he's giving that assurance. Harinam tarane rama karishyami yathastalam. I shall strive to provide a foothold to enable the monkeys to cross over. So this is what he's saying. Now, so the Lord asks him, so the Bhagavan asks him for a method by which he can cross the ocean. So if you dry up the ocean, all the creatures will die, and I will be failing in my dharmic duty to sustain ocean life. So let me see what else I can do to help you in this effort. That's what he's saying, right? Meanwhile, oh Lord, since you have taken this arrow out, and I know that you can't just let it go just like that, take it and shoot it where I am telling you to shoot it, shoot. Because, you know, there is a tribe out there that's bothering a lot of the people in there. A lot of tribe of asuras who are bothering a lot of the people in that area. So please send your arrow in that direction. So he sends that over there, okay? So the arrow. So the arrow doesn't go to him. Now, Tulsidas, He explains the ocean's methodology after Doha 59 in Sundarkanda. Okay. And the ocean god says, he tells him that there are two engineers. They are called Nala and Nila. Nala and Nila, these are the engineers that got a boon in their childhood to make rocks or even mountains float in the water. Okay. Now let's see what that is. नाथ नील नल कपि थौ भाई लरिकाई ऋषि आशीष पाई तिनके परस किए गिरी बारे तरिहि ललदित प्रताप तुम्हारे मैं पुनि उर धरी प्रभु प्रभुताई कहियो बल अनुमान सहाई एहि विधि नाथ पयोधि बंदायु जेहिय सुज सुलोक तिन्हु गाउ. So what is Tulsidas saying? See the same thing how it is treated here in this Ramayana. Not the same thing, but he is giving you the solution here. He is saying, Nath Neel Nala Kapi Dvau Bhai. There are two brothers. One is called Nala, Neela, Nila, and the other is called Nala. What do they do? What happens to them? He says that Larikai Rishi Ashisha Pai, in their childhood, they got a boon from a sage. And what is that? Tinike Parasakiye Giri Bhare. He's saying that touched by them, even huge mountains, what can happen to them? Tarahi Jaladi Pratapatumhare. It will float on the ocean by your glory and your grace. Again, Sri Rama. No, only because of your grace it will float. Okay. Main puni ura dhari, Prabhu Prabhutai, cherishing your glory, I will also help you. Karihau bala anumana sahai, to the best of my ability. Okay, I will help you. Ehi bidi nath payodi bandayu, jehi yah sujasu lokatehu jayu. He's saying that in this way, you can bridge the ocean. And what when then what? So that this glorious achievement of yours, can be sung in all the three spheres of creation. See how nicely the ocean god is talking. Diplomatic. Thus speaking, the ocean god felt grateful that he was helpful to Sri Rama and still maintained his dharma or protecting the creatures in the oceans. So let us see what happens next. Now let us see here Nala and Nila, right?
सिंधु बचन सुनी सचिव बोली प्रभु अस कहे अब विलंब के ही काम करहू सेतु उत्तरे कटकू सुनहु बानुकुल के तु जामवंत कर जोरी कह नात नाम तव सेतु नर चढ़ी भव सागर तरही.
See, now these are all in the Tulsi Ramayana. When you chant it, there are things that you have to chant it as in different meters. Okay. So this way,
सुनहु बानुकुल के
So Sunahu Balu, but I love it in the meeting. Sindhu Bachana Suni Sachiva Boli Prabhu Asa Kaheu. On hearing the ocean god's words, Sri Rama called his counselors and spoke to them. What did he say? You know, counselors are those monkeys, remember? All monkeys, he's got a whole monkey crew doing this. And I'll show you how do you think monkeys can do this? There is a reason behind that, and we'll see that in the end. Suspense. So he's saying, so he called his counselors and told him, Ava bilambu kehi kama karau setu utare kutuku. He's saying, why are you delaying now? Start building the bridge. Sri Rama is telling the monkeys, come on, start doing it. Sunahu banukula ketu jamavante kar joriya kaha. So Jambavan is the bear. Balu means bear. Okay. Sunahu banukula ketu jamavanta kara jori kaha. So Jambavan said with joined palms, so within a prayerful attitude, Nath Namatava Setu Nara Chadibhava Sagara Tarahi. He's saying, your name itself, my lord, is a bridge to cross this ocean of samsara, to cross this ocean of mundane existence. So why can't you cross this bridge here? If you can cross that with your name, what is this bridge? It's nothing. See that? Okay. So the ocean god advises Sri Rama. He's saying, now this is what you should do. Now we go to Valmiki Ramayana. Okay? This is how it goes.
अयं सौम्यनलो नाम तनयो विश्वकर्मणः पित्रा दत्तवर श्रीमान् प्रीतिवान् विश्वकर्मणः एष सेतुं महोत्साह करोतु मैन वानरः तमहं धारयिष्यामि यथाह एष पिता तथा.
See, so he's saying अयं सौम्य नलो नाम तनयो विश्वकर्मणः. See, this ocean god is advising Sri Rama in this way. What is he saying? This glorious son of Vishwakarma, Vishwakarma is a divine architect. He was the one who built the Maya palace in that Mahabharata for Duryodhana fell in and what all that stuff. Okay, and he was also instrumental in building many things for Lord Krishna. In fact, he was the architect of Dwaraka, right? Yeah, Dwaraka also. Dwaraka was also built by him. Okay, so this Vishwakarma is the architect of the gods, so he can do anything. So, building capability is very, very good. He's an expert. So, who is this? This Nala is the son of that guy, son of the architect. So, he's learned from his father this trade. Huh? He's saying, Pitra Dattavara Sriman Pritiman Vishwakarmanah. So he's saying, Oh Lord, he was granted a boon and he is full of love for you. I mean, this Nala. Nala is full of love for you, and not only that, he was granted a boon by his father. What is that? Esha Setum Mahotsaha Karotu Mayina Vanaraha. So he's saying, let this monkey who is full of enthusiasm build a bridge over me. Who is saying that? The ocean god is saying, let this monkey who is full of enthusiasm. He's saying all this to Sri Rama, that Nala is the son of this divine architect, and this divine architect can build this bridge. So let this monkey build this bridge over me. Ocean god is saying, right? Esha setu mahotsaha karotu mayin vanaraha. So, yeah, okay, build him, okay. Tamaham dharishyami yatha hesha pita tatha. He's saying, as soon as he builds a bridge, I will make sure it is sustained, that it won't go anywhere else, right? It won't move somewhere, okay? And he's saying, yatha hesha pita tatha. Indeed, he is as good an architect as his father. His father is a divine architect. So, he's saying, the son is just as good as the father. So don't be worried. That bridge will be sturdy, will be good, and I will make sure that it's kept in place. You can build a bridge over me, right? Then he says, here,
Aham setu karishyami vistirne makaralaye pitrasamartya masadya tatvamahamahodadi danda eva paroloke purushasyeti mehmati dik. Dikshamana kritakshneshu santavam danamatapiva. He's saying,
aham setu karishyami vistirne makaralaye. So he's saying, I will build that bridge. Who's saying? Nala is saying that, right? I'll build a bridge over this extensive, deep, over this ocean, right? Deep ocean. And remember, this ocean is very long. It's not a joke. It's 800 miles. Okay? Just imagine. And he's saying, this ocean, I know that is the abode of a lot of alligators, crocodiles, alligators, everything is in that ocean. So he's saying, but I will build it, don't worry. Pitra samartya ma sadhya tattva maha mahodadihi. Acquiring the skill of my father by virtue of the boon granted by him to me, the ocean god has spoken the truth. What the ocean god told you, O Rama, is the truth, that I can build that bridge. Okay, he's confirming that. Danda eva paroloke prasyeti memati. Punishment is the best course open to a man in the world, such is my opinion. So he's talking about the ocean god. You know, if you want to punish him, okay, but don't, because, you know, anyway, I'm going to build this bridge over him. Okay. Okay, now he's saying, I am his sagaro bhima setu karma didakshaya.
ददौ दण्डभयाद् गादं राघव महोदधी मम मातुर्वरो दत्ता मन्दरे विश्वकर्मणा मया तु सदृशः पुत्र तव देवी भविष्यति. अयं हि सागरो भीमः सेतुर्कर्म दिदृक्षया. हि सेयिङ्ग् दिस् ग्रेट् दिस् फार्मिडबल् ओशन् सागरो भीमः दिस् फार्मिडबल् ओशन् वाट् अबौट् इट् excavated and expanded by Sagara. You know, Sagara was the original person who brought the water down, the Ganga water down and everything else. So all the water, everything else. He said that same king, King Sagara also, was a forebearer of this ocean. It started from there. Dadau danda bayad gadam ragava maho dadihi. He's saying he actually allowed a passage to Sri Rama as a fear of punishment rather than a desire to witness the construction of which. He's saying the ocean god, right? He's talking about right now. He's saying that this ocean god allowed Sri Rama, passage to Sri Rama, because he was afraid of him. Rather than a witness to witness the construction of a bridge. So he's saying that is why. In other words, ocean god has his own agenda. That he wants, he's afraid of Sri Rama. That's why he said, okay, you can build it. Okay. Right, okay. Mama Maturo Datta Mandare Vishwakarmana. A boon was granted by Vishwakarma to my mother on Mount Mandara. He's saying. And then, Mayatu Sadrisha Putrastava Devi Bhavishyati. A son resembling me will be born through you. He's telling his wife. He's telling her. So that, that son will all have all my qualities.
औरसस्तस्य पुत्रोऽहं सदृशो विश्वकर्मणा स्मारितोऽस्म्यहम् एतेन तत्त्वमाहमहोदधिः न चाप्यहमनुक्तो वा प्रभुव्यामात्मनो गुणान् समर्थश्च यायहं सेतुं कर्तुं वैवरुणालये तस्मादेव भग्नन्तु सेतुं वानरपुङ्गवा.
ओके, सो ही सेयिङ्ग् Aurasastasya putroham sadrisho Vishwakarmana. He's saying that I am the son of Vishwakarma and I have sprung from his own loins and I am just like him in my workmanship. So he's again confirming the fact that my father is the architect and he's assuring Sri Rama.
Smarami tosmyam aham etena tattvamaha mahodadihi.
I have been reminded of all this by the ocean. So the ocean god has spoken the truth about me. So, he's not started the building bridge, but he's confirming, he's telling Sri Rama all this, saying that the ocean god is telling the truth. Okay. So, and then he says, I cannot speak about my own capabilities. Why? Because he's a humble person. He won't speak. He's saying, the ocean god has told you everything about me. I don't need to say anything about me. Okay. Unless questioned by somebody. And then he says, you know, this is another thing. If you look at the Ramayana itself, in Hanumanji's case, when they were ready to cross the ocean, even Hanuman did not say anything, right? Until he was reminded by Jambavan. Because there was a boon, remember, that he could not cross that ocean. When he wanted that ability most, when he needed that ability most, he will not be able to use it. The ability to cross that ocean. But unless somebody reminds him of it. Reminds him that you have that ability. Okay? So here also, see, some of the ocean god reminded him. And so again, he has the ability, he knows he has the ability to build that bridge. Okay, so he says, so I am undoubtedly able to construct the bridge over the ocean. Again, he's confirming that. Tasmadadeva badnantu setum vanara pungava. So he's saying, let the biggest monkey, biggest among the monkeys, the bull among the monkeys, all these people, let them collect the material for the bridge this very day. So he's already starting direction of the bridge, right? Then Jambavan calls the two pitchers. Now let us go from Tulsi Ramayana, see how they build the bridge, right?
राम प्रताप सुमिरी मन माही करहु सेतु प्रयास कछु नाही बोली लिए कपिनि कर बहोरी सकल सुनहु बिनती कछु बोरी राम चरण पंकज उर धरहु कौतुक एक बालु कपि करहु दावहु बरकट विकट बरुता आनहु विटप गेरिन के जूटा.
See, he's saying, Rama Pratapa Sumiri Manamahi Karahu Setu Prayasa Kachunahi. He's saying, calling to mind the glory of Sri Rama, let us start building this bridge and you will have no difficulty. This is who is giving the direction? Jambavan. Because Jambavan is the commander of all these people. Okay. So he's telling them, let's start making, invoke the name of Sri Rama and start building the bridge. And he already told them, let the biggest of the monkeys pick up the big boulders, or, you know, like the trees, tree stumps and things like that. The big things, big logs. Okay. Boli liye kapi nikara bahori sakala sunahu binati kachu bori. Recalling the monkey troops, he said, listen all of you to my request. And what is the request? Rama charana pankaja dharu parahu kautuka eka bhalu kapi karahu. Enshrine in your heart the lotus feet of Sri Rama and engage yourself in a sport. What is the sport? Take all these trees, go there, uproot the trees, bring it all over the place and throw it into the ocean at my direction. I'll tell you where to put the trees and you put them, you locate them. Okay. Davuhu markata vikata katvaruta. Go forth, you monkey troops, and do and bring in heaps of trees and mountains. That's his direction. So this is how they start building the bridge. Ati uttanga giri padapa lila hilehi uthai ani dehi nalani lahi rachahite banai siyavare ramachandra ki jay pavanasuta hanuman ki jay umapati mahadev ki jay bolo bhai sabasantana ki jay. That's what we always chant when you finish. Okay, so here, Ati utanga giri padapa lilahi lehi uthai. He's saying, so they picked up these gigantic trees and mountains in mere sport, as if they are little toys. Huh? And then what? And they brought them. Ani dehi nala nilahi rachahi te banai. They brought them to Nala and Nila. And what did they do? In turn, they carefully started building the bridge. How did they build the bridge? Saila bisala ani kapi dehi. The monkeys brought huge mountains. Huh? Kanduk eva nala nila telehi. They brought huge mountains as if they were play bottles, as if they were tennis balls, throwing around, you know, like this. Just imagine, you know. Now you might ask a question, how come? Oh, come on, they're only monkeys, how come they do that? Because, I'll tell you in the end. Suspense. So these monkeys, they brought all these huge mountains and boulders and they're handling them just like they were just like little, you know, play balls, just like that, just throwing around, okay? Yeah. Otherwise, they cannot build it. How can they build a bridge otherwise? Deki setu ati sundara rachana bihasi kripanidhi bole bachana. So, when the all-merciful Lord, when Lord Rama saw this exceedingly beautiful design, he smiled and he said, huh? Paramaramya uttamaya dharani mahima amita jainai barani karihau iha sambhutapana more hridayam paramakalpana. Let's talk this part. Paramaramya uttamaya dharani. So this is a beautiful and delightful, excellent spot. See, Sri Rama was delighted that these monkeys had started building bridge. So this is a beautiful spot. For what? Mahima amita jai nahi bharani. This the glory is immeasurable and it cannot be described with words. Therefore, what am I going to do? Karahiyu iva Shambhu thapana. I am going to install an emblem of Lord Shiva here. Lord Shambhu. You know this thing about Rama, about Vishnu and Shiva. Yes, Sri Rama is saying, what are you worried about? I am going to install an emblem of Lord Shiva here. Okay, so forget about this Shaiva and Vaishnava and this and that, all this stuff that goes on. See what he's saying. I'll show you. See the words. So I will install an emblem of Lord Shiva here. And he's saying, More Hridayam Paramakalpana. It is a crowning ambition of my heart to do that. Lord Rama is saying that I'm going to install a Shivalinga here. Okay. Suni kapisa bahu duta pataye munivara sakala boli lai aye. Hearing this, the Lord of the Monkeys dispatched a number of messengers and they invited and fetched all the sages from everywhere, because Sri Rama is installing Lord Shiva thing, isn't it? So all the sages from all over were summoned to come and look at this beautiful spectacle. Then Lingatapi Bidivat Kari Puja, having installed the emblem of Lord Shiva and worshipping it with solemnity, he said the following. What did Lord Rama say? Shiva samana priya mohina duja, Shiva drohi mama bhagata kahavo. Sonara sapanehu mohina pava, Shankara vivuka bhagati chaha mori, so naraki mudamati tori. See, he's saying, so Shiva samana priya mohina duja. He's saying that there is no one else as dear to me as Lord Shiva. Look at that. Lord Rama is saying that. And then, Shiva drohi mama bhagata kahavo. Enemy of Shiva, though he may be called himself a devotee of mine, cannot attain me. You see that? So nara sapanehu, not even in a dream can that person attain me. An enemy of Lord Shiva is my enemy also. He's saying that. Look at that. Shankara vimukha bhagati chaha mori. He who is opposed to Shankara and aspires for devotion to me, what will happen to him? So naraki muda mati tori, is doomed to perdition. Stupid and dull-witted as he is. It's Lord Rama's words. Look at it, you know. That means don't try to separate everything. Follow Vedanta. There you go. Okay. So, Shankara priya mama drohi Shiva, drohi mama das, tenar karahi kalap bari, goranarak mahubas. So he's saying that Shankara priya mama drohi Shiva, men who are devoted to Shankara are hostile to me. Drohi mama das, even those who are enemies of Shiva, but votaries of mine. Tenar karahi kalap bari, Gora Naraka Mahum Bhasa. See, all of them have their abode in the most frightful hell till the end of creation. So don't make a difference. See, the point is that don't differentiate between Lord Shiva and me. You know, even Lord Shiva, if you look at Tulsi Ramayana, he calls him, remember I was telling you, that's when Parvati was talking to Lord Shiva and she wanted to test. He said, don't test. You don't know the greatness of that Lord. And see, same thing here. He's saying, you don't do that. He's as good as me. So don't try to make a difference just because it's the Shiva and the Rama. Okay, so, okay. Now the bridge is built. So,
Je Rameshwar darasanu karehi, te tanu taji mama lokasidarehi. Jo Ganga Jalu Ani Chadai, So Sasu Jamukti Narapayahi, Hoya Kama Jo Chalataji Sehai, Bhagati Moritehi Sankara Deyai.
See, he's saying, Je Rameshwara Darsana Karahai. See, he called that Rameshwar, Rameshwaram. See? So that's why our husband is called Rameshwaram. That's the origin. Okay. So Lord Rama inaugurated that when that bridge was built, at the beginning of the bridge, he inaugurated, at the end of the bridge, he inaugurated that. No, at the beginning of the bridge, sorry. At the beginning. On the
India
side. So he inaugurated that and made a Shivalinga there and called that Rameshwaram, that area. Okay, so those who behold, he called him Rameshwara. Those who behold Rameshwara will, on leaving this body, go direct to my abode. That's what Sri Rama is saying. Look at that. Jo Ganga Jalu Ani Charai, So Sajuja Mukti Nara Pavihi. He's saying a person who takes the water of the Ganga and pours it on this Lord will attain liberation in the form of absorption into me. Lord Rama is saying that. Look at that. So if you do Abhisheka for Lord Shiva in Rameshwaram, it's a very good thing. Hoi akamajo chalatajit sahai bhagati mori tehi sankara dahai. He's saying that again, anyone who adores the Lord in a disinterested spirit will be blessed by Shankara with devotion to me. See that? So they work together well. Okay. Now, see what? So now the bridge is created, right? Now again, Mama krita se tu jo darsanu karahi, so binu shrama bhava sagar tarahi, bandha se tu nila nala nagare, rama kripa jasu bhaya ujagare, budahi anahi borahi jehi, bhaya upal bohita samatehi. He's saying, mama krita se tu, Jo darasanu karihi,
So binu shrama bhavasagar tarahi. Whoever sees the bridge that is erected here by me, Lord Rama is saying, will be able to cross the ocean of samsara without any exertion. How nice, look at that. See? So each of the sages gathered there, looked at all, and they were, you know, thrilled. And then they returned to their hermitages, because they came there to witness the installation of that Shivalinga in Rameshwaram, right? And they all went back. Bhanda Setu Neela Nala Nagara Ramakripa Jasu Bayu Jagara. So this clever Nala and Neela, these clever people, what did they do? They constructed the bridge, and by Sri Rama's grace, Rama Kripam Jasu Bhayu Ujagara, their frame spread far and wide. See, at that time, you know, you will see, I saw in a book that was published by Chinmaya Mission Sri Lanka, and you could see the details. They said something about also how this Nala and Neela were remembered, and their names were remembered many years from that time. See, this is what he's talking about. And then all the details of the construction of that bridge are given in that book also. But I'll point out those here, some of them. So they construct this bridge. Budahi anahi borahi jai baye upala bohita mamatei. He's saying those very rocks that not only sink by themselves, but cause other things to sink with them, floated like rafts on the surface. Now, how did the rocks float? You know, so here's the thing. Sri Raghubira Pratapate Sindhutare Pashan Te Mati Manda Jera De Ramataji Bajahi Jai Prabhu An Siavare Ramachandra Ki Jai Pavanasuta Hanuman Ki Jai Umapati Mahadev Ki Jai Bolo Bhai Sab Santan Ki Jai. So, Sri Raghuveer Pratapate Sindhu Tare Pasha. He's saying it was by the glory of Sri Rama that the rocks floated in the ocean. You know, some people say, no, it is not Sri Rama, it is Hanuman. Because Hanuman wrote the name of Sri Rama on the rock. And he knows that it will float. Because he's a devotee of Rama. Hanuman is such a staunch devotee. But whatever it is, the rocks floated. That's the point, okay? So the rocks floated. Rocks floated on the ocean. Some say the devotion of Hanumanji, as wrote Rama on the rock, gave them the ability to float. Now, how fast did this construction proceed? Now, here are some statistics. Look at this. What were the dimensions? It took 5 days to construct that bridge. The length of that bridge was 800 miles. The width was 80 miles. If you look at a satellite photo, you know, have you seen that satellite photo, the picture? And you can see the Rameshwaram, and you can see that the bridge underneath. They call it Adam's Bridge, not Adam's Bridge. It's our bridge. I don't know. No, not Adam. It's called Adam. I have no idea who Adam is. But I know the monkeys built the bridge. So it was by the glory of Sri Rama that the rocks floated. Some say the devotion of Hanumanji has wrote. Okay. Now, how far? Sorry. Length was 800 miles. The width is 80 miles. On the first day, it is said that they constructed 112 miles. They went through 112 miles to construct that bridge. On the second day, 160 miles. On the third day, 168 miles. On the fourth day, 176 miles. On the fifth day, 184 miles. If you add all that up, it's 800. In 5 days, that bridge was built. And all the way to Mount Suvela. So there's a mountain on the other side. It's called Mount Suvela on the Lanka side. So that whole bridge went across. And rishis and devas who had the power to be airborne went up to get an aerial view. You know, so they went up. Now, Bandi Setu Ati Sudru Banava Deki Kripanidi Ke Manabhava Chalisena Kachu Baranina Jai Garjahi Markata Bata Samudai Setu Bandariga Chadi Ragurai Chitava Kripala Sindhu Bahutai Dekana Kahu Prabhu Karuna Kanda Pragata Bhaye Sabajala Charavrunda. See, Bandi Setu Ati Sudrida Banava Dekhi Kripanidhi Ke Manabhava.
See, having completed this bridge that they made exceptionally secure, the monkeys made that, the all-merciful Sri Rama was touched. His heart was touched. Look at them, how much of work these monkeys have put, you know, and look at them. So, Chali Sena Kachu, Barani Najai, and as the army warriors marched across the bridge, the sight was beyond all speech, it says. Garjahi Markat Bata Samudai, all the monkey warriors roaring as they marched, you know, like a victory march. Oh, we did it, you know, like that. So they marched across the bridge in great splendor. Setu Bandariga Chadi Ragurai, Chitav Kripala Sindhu Chadhai. The Lord ascended majestically near the bridge, and his gracious presence was surveyed, and by his gracious, and he looked at that, and he looked at the vast expanse of ocean that was around him. And now, you know, when the Lord was looking, all the creatures came to look at the Lord from the ocean. All standing there, just all of them, they were just came up, looked at that, and they were frozen in where they were. They didn't want to go because the beauty of the Lord, you know, how beautiful can God look? Just look at that. That is why, so the ocean, and so they want, and to even get one look at that is a lot of punya. Just imagine, probably they transcended a lot of lifetimes and went to a human birth or whatever, but that was a great privilege. See, you know, the same thing happened. If you look at the story of Sri Krishna, when Sri Krishna was born in that jail, when he came out, he made sure that all the people in that jail all fell asleep, right? And he asked Vasudeva to carry him to the other house so that he won't be killed, so that Kamsa cannot get to him. So Vasudeva carried him. And as he crossed the Yamuna, the river rose up. Why? Because it wanted to touch the feet of the Lord. Because the Lord Krishna, the little baby Krishna, was up here. And who doesn't want to touch the feet of the Lord? Just imagine. We do Guru Padaka Puja and here God himself is coming here. Guru is also God. But look at that. So Lord Krishna himself is being carried up here. So the whole river, level of the river rose to come. And the Lord told him, don't be afraid. Nothing will happen to you. So he took this thing. Okay, so the same thing. So whenever the Lord comes in like that, everybody arises to get the darshan of the Lord. Okay, so all of them, covered by them, the water could not be even be seen because all these creatures came up. They were all full of all these ocean creatures. And they were filled with ecstasy at the sight of Lord Rama's beauty. Then, Bhai Bhari... Bhai bhari ati kapinab pan, bhai bhari ati kapinab pant jadahi upar jala charani upar chadi parahi jahi. Again, so this again, the bridge got overcrowded because some of the monkeys flew through the air, and it was overcrowded, so some of them flew through the air, the monkeys, and some of them stayed there. Upara jala charani upara chadi parahi jahi. And while others crossed over, treading on the backs of the sea monsters, they just walked across like that. So the monkeys reached the other shore, okay? Because that was their purpose, right? To find Sitaji on the other side. So Sri Rama, sitting in one place, commanded the monkeys and said, go and enjoy all the fruits and the roots in this area. Go on. Have a ball. Because you've done so much of work. Now go and enjoy it. So it seems they teased and bit the soldiers of Ravana's demons. All the demons. Who went and reported to Ravana the news that the monkeys constructed the bridge. Ravana was surprised and he said, what? They crossed over the waves, the billows and the tides which belong to the Lord of the rivers? See that? The ocean god. How can they do that? Yeah? But they did. So Ravana, you know, now, who were the wanderers? Now let us examine the monkeys. What is the background of these monkeys? Okay. Ravana, when he asked his boons for his tapas, remember he asked all the boons. I should not be killed by a human being, all that. By a god, right? All these things he asked. And he realized that no human being was able to stand up to him, right? So he didn't bother about human being. And his arrogance, he asked for immunity against all the devas, rakshasas, all the gandharvas, all those people. But not a human being. He didn't think a human being is capable of killing him. But I want, the god should not be able to kill me. You know, this is the problem. When the ego kicks in, you think you can do everything and you forget. And the Lord finds a little loophole, just like a lawyer finds a loophole. What do you say? So when Brahma realized his plight and appealed to Lord Narayana, the latter assured him, see, Brahma always says yes, okay, done. And then suddenly he says, what did I say? Then he talks to Lord Vishnu, please, please help me, I said this. Maybe I shouldn't have said this. He said, no, don't worry, I'll take care of it. So the Lord says, I'll take care of it. So how did he take care? Talking to all the devas, yakshas, dharmas, Lord Narayana, so Lord Vishnu said, what did he say? To assist me in my mission, all of you should be born in the world of men too. He's talking about the devas now, watch. All the other gods in heaven, he said, you must be born in that world, in the world of men. Ravana has forgot to ask for immunity from monkeys and bears. Look at that. I would therefore like you all to be born as monkeys and help me when the time comes. See, now you wonder where is the strength coming from, because they're all devas in reality. They have the strength to pull all those things, push rocks and everything else. So Adyatma Ramayana discusses Lord Narayana's words. He's saying, King Dasharatha was in an earlier life, he was Prajapati Daksha in an earlier incarnation. He propitiated the Lord through lot of tapas and asked the boon that Lord Vishnu be born as his son. So Sri Rama was born as Dasharatha's son. That's how it happened. Okay. And then here is a very nice sloka. It says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Yoga Maya Pisi Teti Janakasya Grihetada Utpasyate Tattaya Sardham Sarvam Sampadyama Pamsap Sampadayam Yaham Ityuktyan Tadarge Vishnu Brahma Devana Tavritihi. So he's saying that, see, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Lord said, what did the Lord say? He says, Yoga Mayapi Siteti Janakasya Grihetada. When I incarnate through my Yoga Maya, I will be born as Sita, the daughter of King Janaka. See, the Lord takes both the forms. Okay, so he says, and then he says, Utpasyate Taya Sardham Sarvam Sampadayam Yaham. Then ityuktantardade Vishnu Brahma Devanatavrtihi. In association with her, I shall accomplish all your goals. That means with Sitaji and me together, we will make sure that all these goals are accomplished. That Ravana does not get any further. So, see, everything is planned. Everything is done in that incarnation. That he's going to come as, they're going to, that Lord Vishnu is going to be, is going to come as Rama and Sita together and do their potency. You're wondering how come? Because God can do anything. It is just two forms. He's just splitting himself into two. Right? Because the original is, you know, it's the supreme. Because the Lord can take any form. Right? Whether it's a male or whether it's female. In fact, there is a Lord called Ardhanarishvara, which is half male, half female. There is. I know. I knew you'd ask a question. But take it with faith.
Okay.
Okay. So, now he's saying, so in association with Sitaji, I will accomplish all the goals. And so he's saying, he disappeared from everybody's sight. Then Brahma says, so Brahma is telling everybody, Mahavishnu, Lord Vishnu will incarnate himself as a human form in the house of Raghu. That means in Dasharatha's house, right? And then he says, all of you take birth among the tribe of Vanaras. He's telling all the devas. See, this is how they take birth as monkeys. So the devas or the gods in heaven take birth as monkeys. Because that's Lord Rama's instruction and Brahma's instruction to them. Vishnu sahayam kurute yavat sthasyati bhutale. By fraction, he's saying, then take yourself and be helpers of the Lord in different parts. Make yourself available in different parts. As long as he is on earth, as long as Lord Vishnu is on earth, be there for the accomplishment of this mission. So that is Brahma's direction. See? So that is how all these Vanaras were there.
and they helped Sri Rama.
Devasya sarve hari rupa dharinah stitva stita mahayartam yartamistato hare mahabala parvata vrikshodinah pratikshamana bhagavantam ishwaram.
Devasya sarve hari rupa dharinah stitha mahayartam yartamistato hare. So the devas expecting the Lord to come in, Hari. Hari is the Lord Vishnu. So the devas, all these other gods, expecting the Lord to come and the chance of becoming the helper of the Lord, you know, they're waiting because helping the Lord, wow, what a great thing. So he's saying in this divine mission, they got embodied in different places in the form of apes, capable of fighting with mountains and trees in the mountains, everything else. You know, so some of them became, some of them were bears and some of them were monkeys and so on, right? Okay, so this is how the Vanaras became this. Now, you know, look at the word Vanara. Huh? There's another story for the satsang here. I'm sorry, this is another theory here. The etymology of the word Vanara, it derives from the word Vana. Vana means forest and means belonging to the forest or forest dwelling. It derives from the word vana, forest, and nara means man, thus meaning forest man. See, so they may be, you can also interpret it this way. They were not vanaras, but they were forest men. Okay, see, look at that. It derives from the words vav, nara. Vav, nara, is it a man or perhaps he is a man? Now, Nala commanded the monkeys. What are the things that he asked to bring? Let's see what he commanded all the other monkeys to bring. He says, the bridge should be designed as follows. He said, there should be a seabed at the base. There's a natural rocky outcrop on top of the seabed. Remnants of trees as described in the Valmiki Ramayana. If you look at Valmiki Ramayana, it tells you what kind of trees are there and there. Large boulders on top of that. Smaller stones on top of that layer. Sand on top of that. And that was the construction of the bridge. And it was held together by the ocean god. Remember, it has to be held together. Okay, otherwise, because he promised he will do that. Okay, so therefore, that power is there. Okay, and then they called it Nala Setu because Nala built it. Setu means bridge. Okay, so one of the title of this talk was Setu Bandhan, crossing the bridge. Right, so Setu means bridge. Now, this bridge was built in the year 5076 BCE, okay, before the Christian era. And the bridge is in use, they say, for 6,400 years. It was in use for 6,400 years. And the earliest reference was there in the Mahabharata. In 3,100 BCE, it says that Ghatotkacha, Bhima's Rakshasa son, walked over the bridge. He walked over the bridge to Lanka. What did he do? To meet with the descendants of Vibhishana. And establish cordial relations with them. Mahabharata verse, there's a verse thing here, talks about the bridge as being a protected monument at that time. Okay? Then, there's another Persian historian called Al-Biruni. In 1030 CE, Christian era, he called this Setu Bandha also. And he called this as a footbridge. Okay, the local tradition says they would bring 3 pitchers of milk on horseback from Talaimannar, which is the Madras, that's the India side, all the way up to Dhanushkodi, the other end. Dhanushkodi is the Indian end and the Talaimannar is the other end. Okay, so they brought pitchers of milk from here to there. Why? To do the Abhishega for the Shivalinga. They used to do that. Until in 1480 CE, they used to do that long time ago, until in 1480 CE, that Setu became dilapidated because due to a storm. Seems there was a storm in 1480. There's a person called C.D. McLean who wrote something on this, saying that there was a storm at that time and that's why this bridge was dilapidated. Okay? So it really existed. And if you look at the satellite pictures. If you Google it also and ask and look for, what is it called? Adam's Bridge, huh?
Adam's.
Unfortunately, it's called Adam's Bridge. What can I say? But that bridge, Nala Setu, is there. And you can see the satellite picture, you can see the tiny little streak that links the whole thing, that shows you that it was a bridge. This teeny tiny thing which shows you that there was a link. That's not like broken rocks here and broken rocks there. But you can sure see that there's a sign that it was connected. Okay?
Subramanya Bharati is a great Tamil poet. In his poetry, he speaks about the repairs done to the bridge to restore traffic between Sri Lanka and India, like the past. And the bridge stretched between Dhanushkodi on the Indian side to Thalaimannar on the Lanka side. And from historical records, the bridge dates up to 7,000 years. Okay, this is based on oceanography and it's called archaeoastronomy. Those two things, they dated this bridge to that age. Okay. So then this is the end of our talk. But so let me tell you a few things. So what did we learn here? You saw how Sri Rama's compassion exists because, you know, the ocean god, he didn't insist. Who are you to tell me? You do what I tell you, otherwise. He didn't do that. The ocean god also said, what is dharma? And Sri Rama is supposed to be dharmasthapana. Dharmasthapana means the very embodiment of dharma. Therefore, he cannot go violate that. He cannot violate it because he is supposed to represent dharma. So he did not violate it, see. And went with what the ocean god said. And the ocean god helped, see. They got it done. Ocean god's plea is very Vedantic in nature. See, because you know how one of the elements is talking like that and saying that I am tamasic in nature, what can I do? It's amazing. And it shows how Sri Rama says one should be as devoted to Lord Shiva as to him. That's another thing. And it shows us how Rameshwaram came about. And now you know why we call our center our Rameshwaram. Right. How the bridge was designed carefully by the architect of the gods, Vishwakarma himself, or his son. And the satellite images of the bridge show that the bridge is indeed authentic. If you look at that, I told you, right? And before the monkeys could build the bridge, Vanaras could build the bridge, it was Hanumanji's valor, courage, speed, and quick thinking that helped them get to that second stage. Right? Because unless Hanumanji had not got there first, and seen that, oh, Sitaji is there and that she's definitely there. And he verified all that. He came back with all that information and then they were ready to move forward with the whole army. See that? So all that, Okay, good. So valor, courage, speed, everything, all that. Okay, so let's just conclude with that sloka for Hanumanji. Manojubam. ॐ मनोजवं मारुततुल्यवेगम् एवरीबडी डज नो इट नो एवरीबडी नोज इट नो सो चैंट इट आफ्टर मी मनोजवं मारुततुल्यवेगम् जितेन्द्रियं बुद्धिमतां वरिष्ठं वार्तात्मजं वानरयूतमुख्यम् वानरयूतमुख्यं श्रीरामदूतं शरणं प्रपद्ये. What does it mean? Manojavam Maruta Tulya Vegam. We are talking about Hanumanji. What is he talking about? He's saying that he's as swift as the mind and fast as the wind. What a beautiful thing. Jitendriyam. He, one who's the master of the senses. Conquered all the senses. Buddhimatam Varishtam. Excellent intelligence. He's learning. He's the very abode of intelligence, learning, and wisdom. Vatatmajam vanariyutamukhyam. Right? Okay, all that. Then, who and what else is he saying? Vatat vanariyutamukhyam. He is the son of the wind god and the chief among the monkeys. Hanumanji, right? And he's saying, I salute, I take refuge in that messenger of Sri Rama. Sri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadhyaya. See, Hanuman is such an amazing personality. You know, it talks about undaunted courage, extreme faith, strong faith, that if I have Rama's this thing, that's all I need. I don't care what's at the other end. All I do is I take the name of the Lord and go. You know, in one of the prayers in the Tulsi Ramayana, he's saying, I will get to Ravana no matter what. If something like this happens, I will do this. If something like this happens, I will do this. And he's put about 6 or 7 possibilities in there. It's amazing, you know.
all this, you know, it's really awesome. I mean, the way that Hanumanji does things. Okay? All right. So, if you have any questions, don't ask me something that I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Did you say it was 800 miles long?
Yes.
That's what it's written.
800 miles long and 80 miles wide, yes.
80
miles. 80.
80.
Wow. That's a lot.
It's a big bridge,
that's
yeah. See, that's why I told you.
Ten
it's the when the gods are building it, right. You can believe it, yes. Definitely. Yes.
Sea levels.
With the ice ages.
And the sea level changes.
Sea level changes. Yeah.
I have no idea. That's very difficult. It's a difficult question to answer because it has so many years ago, right? It's possible. Yes, I mean they show you in that same book. They show you the changes. Why you cannot see all that because of all the changes that occurred in the ocean and all that stuff. They show you, they tell you all that. So it's possible. But I don't know exactly. Yes.
I see Hanuman on that picture. So what Hanuman is doing in Kuruchetra?
Oh, he's on the flag. Yeah.
He's what?
He's like sitting on the flag.
Yes, correct.
He's supposed to be helping him.
Yes.
Mahabharata.
Yeah. Correct. He is. He's also supposed to be that. He's supposed to be on the flag of the chariot.
Those horses are the five senses.
Yes. Yes.
So what Hanuman represents in that?
See, Hanuman, the story on that is that Hanuman told Arjuna, he told them, the Pandavas, that I will be with you during the war. And don't get off, I mean, only when you get off the chariot, everybody is off the chariot, then only I will leave you. And you know what happened? It seems that as everybody left the chariot, and Hanuman left the chariot, the whole chariot blew up. Chariot blew up, blew into smithereens, nothing left. So it was something that was there to support the Pandava army. So it that chariot could not be destroyed because he was on top. Strength, that's, you know, it's amazing. So he is very special. Hanumanji is very special. You know, Swami Swarupananda's favorite.
Yeah.
Hanumanji's his favorite. you know, you can see how much of, you know, look at this. Even these kids, you know, when they go to school, they ask them, oh, what, how can it be elephant god? Huh?
Okay.
But when you teach them the symbolism behind
monkey
all that.
God.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Monkey god, yes, but I'm saying even in Ganesha, right? They usually ask them, and they ask them, oh, elephant god, come on. And they say that, you know. But when you see the symbolism behind that elephant god, it is amazing. You know, you see the symbolism, right? When Ganesha has one leg here and the other leg folded on the other, this is supposed to be the mind. This is supposed to be intellect. The intellect overrules the mind. When the trunk is there, the trunk is showing you the dexterity that we should have. That means this little part of the trunk can pick up a peanut and the big one can pick up a log. So you should be prepared for any task that comes your way. And then it shows you also the fact that the mouse is running over there and Ganesha has it under control. Why? Because the mouse is the mind. So keep your mind under control. So when you see all the symbolism in that and you explain that to the kids, they say, wow, that's what it is. And then they love Ganesha. And Ganesha looks good. Why not? And why not? You know, you would think, why should not? When we say God is everywhere, why should we think that, oh, how can it be an animal? Why not? With one mouth, you say that God is everywhere, all pervading. So why not animals? Of course, animals. In fact, animals don't have ego. Therefore, that Lord who expresses through everything expresses in those animals without any ego. That is why they are very pure. They are not conscious. They are not conscious human beings. But they are very pure, because you know it says this
when the Lord sits inside all these, he's called Antaryami, indweller. The indweller of everything is the Lord. And the Lord dwells in everybody, but the problem is a human being has ego, has this free will. And if the free will is not directed with the is not in alignment with the divine will, then everything goes off. And so you're not thinking about the God. Even though God is aligned with you and is trying to get aligned with you, you don't want it. But the animals, they're saying nothing, they don't know. So therefore they are very pure. Look at dogs. Take an example of dogs. Look at them, how loyal they are. You may think, no, it's only for the food. It's not only for food. You know, somebody was saying, oh, come on, this dog, what is it? It keeps licking me. What else will it do? It doesn't have a hand to shake your hand. What can it do? It can only lick. That's the only way it can show its affection. Isn't it? So all these things are, you know, animals are a perfect thing. And that's why little kids, because their vasanas have not started expressing, you can see God in them. The little ones, see? But once all the vasanas come, then we have to control. We have to watch it. What else will you do? If you should be doing something. Might as well do that, right? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.